Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing, the bonus episode for the Four Things podcast, where I share emails you have sent in. But before we get to the emails, we always start off with a quote. And today's is from Yanla Van Zandt. And the quote is, "When you stand and share your story in an empowering way, your story will heal you and your story will heal somebody else." And I pulled this quote because it reminds me that I wanted to thank everyone and appreciate so much the different fertility emails that have been coming in to be a part of an episode highlighting and sharing your stories in hopes that they will do just like this quote. Help you, the storyteller, and then also help others listening. I think it's going to be a powerful episode, and the episode was an idea sent in by one of you, so that's also special as well. So again, when you stand and share your story in an empowering way, your story will heal you and your story will heal somebody else. Yanla Van Zandt. Okay, let's get into the emails. First email is from Becky. "Hey, Amy, I'm listening to the puzzle part of your Four Things podcast and heard you say it, the puzzle, took me longer than it should have. I'm not criticizing you for that statement, but my therapist brought my should statements to my attention last year. On the 11th, I will be 16 months sober, and one of these lessons that I'm learning right now is not to should on myself. It's kind of a funny statement, but it sticks with me because part of my journey has been having such high expectations of myself that I can never reach them. I know that you are working on your disordered eating, and I was just thinking of how if you looked at those should statements, you might see that you judge yourself like I do. So maybe you could do a thing called let's not should on ourselves instead of the other S word. Just an idea to help all of us shoulders recognize that we don't need to judge ourselves quite so harshly because chances are someone out there is looking at us thinking we are amazing. Thanks for listening, your friend Becky." So Becky, I appreciate this email and I wanted to share it with everyone because yes, a lot of us could use this encouragement, which including myself, because I use should all the time. Yeah, I may eventually make it a thing one day on a Four Things episode, but for now, just wanted to share the email for those that needed to hear your words right now. So if you are listening right now and you are a should person, don't judge yourself quite so harshly because like Becky said, chances are someone out there is looking at you and thinking you're amazing. And I want you to know that you're amazing too. All right, second email is from Kimby in Austin, Texas. "Hey, Amy, I was just listening to your December 15th episode of the Four Things podcast and heard you use my dad, Ralph Marston's quote, 'Make it a habit to tell people thank you, to express your appreciation sincerely and without the expectation of anything in return. Truly appreciate those around you and you'll soon find many others around you. Truly appreciate life and you'll find that you have more of it.' What a fun surprise to hear you give him a shout out and that you included the quote in your gratitude journal. I would love to send you one of his books. I'm very proud of him and the work he does to motivate and inspire others. Is there an address where I could send you a copy? I'm a fellow Austinite, Aggie, and longtime listener of the Bobby Bone Show and your podcast. I appreciate all you guys do to spread joy and positivity. Happy start to 2021. Okay, so sharing this email from Kimby is an example of just how small the world is. I mean, what are the odds that the daughter of a man we quoted in our gratitude journal listened to this podcast? I mean, honestly, I didn't even know Ralph Marston was still alive. Feel bad saying that, but Mary and I just really liked his quote, so we put it in the journal. Didn't know much of his backstory, but since Kimby sent this email, we've been corresponding a little, and I'm happy to announce that Ralph himself, who is the founder of The Daily Motivator, by the way, some of you may know what that is, he's going to be coming on the podcast one day soon for all four things. So it should be a very motivating, encouraging, positive episode. I sent Kimby, her sister, and her mom each a copy of our gratitude journal since their dad and then husband are featured in it. So I really hope that they enjoy it. And I thought about sending Ralph one, but not sure how he feels about the whole coral and pink situation and colors and the fun stickers in the back. Kimby, if you're listening to this and you think your dad might like one, regardless of the color, let me know and I will stick that in the mail. And you know, speaking of gratitude, I think maybe we should do another gratitude challenge this year. We did one last year during the month of March and it couldn't have come at a better time. Obviously, we didn't know we were about to be hit with a pandemic, but it really was a good time to practice gratitude. The challenge is 30 days in a row. You write down four things you're thankful for, either in our journal or in your own journal, or type them into your phone. But the point is to actually write it down, not just think it. So if you happen to want one of ours, I'm definitely biased and think that it's really, really cute. And you can find it at radioamy.com or follow at Shop Espoir on Instagram. I run that account. But also, you really can write it in any journal that you have. Maybe we'll do the month of February. That way, it's only 28 days. That way you can maybe feel more accomplished. And don't put the pressure on yourself. I know it's a challenge, but honestly, if you miss a day, it's not that big of a deal. Just get right back on the gratitude train. There's no judgment here. We have a lot of grace. It's just more of a we're holding each other accountable type thing. So maybe we'll do that starting in February. Third email is from Emily. Hey, Amy, I was so excited when I saw Milk Bar Cake Bites at Target. I remember you were talking about the cake company called Milk Bar a while back, and I saw these cake bites in the refrigerated section, and I gave them a try. They're so good. Perfect treat after a long day of work. On another note, I had never heard of Bob Goff until listening to your podcast, and when I brought up his name to my husband, he gave me this look like, yeah, you haven't heard of him? That is one of my favorite podcasts you've done. On yesterday's podcast, you asked who we would pick to be our neighbors. It's so hard to pick just two. I'd probably go with Bob Goff and Chip and Joanna Gaines. One can inspire me to make and design amazing things, and the other can keep me motivated to actually get it done. Have a fabulous day. Your friend, Emily. Okay, first of all, Emily, I'm so glad that you found the Milk Bar truffle thingies at Target. They really are amazing. And anyone else listening, if you or a friend has a birthday coming up, order a cake from Milk Bar. It's the birthday cake flavor. That's the only one you need to worry about. Trust me, it's amazing. You're probably going to pay more in shipping than you do on the cake, but have a couple friends pitch in. Y'all can all get it for somebody, and it's totally worth it. Secondly, Emily, I'm happy to hear that you learned of Bob Goff from the podcast because he's so great. I've enjoyed having him on. I feel lucky that we've had him on twice. And if anyone listening has missed those episodes, you can go find them. He is the best. And speaking of Bob Goff, one of my favorite quotes actually from him happens to be about neighbors, and you wanted Bob to be your neighbor, Emily. So here's the quote. Loving the neighbors we don't understand takes work and humility and patience and guts. Now, he's speaking about all neighbors, not just literally your next door neighbors. Only clarifying, since we've been talking about who we want our imaginary neighbors to be, but loving literal or figurative neighbors, like someone from afar, doesn't always come easy or natural. I mean, sometimes it takes a lot of effort and courage, but that doesn't mean that we should give up trying. It means that we should try even harder. And that's why I love that Bob quote so much, because it reminds us to still love them and to work hard at it, to stay humble, be patient. It takes all the guts. So thank you, Bob, for that quote. And Emily, I love that you chose Bob and then Chip and Joanna as your neighbors. And this is definitely a fun thing that y'all have been adding into your emails with me. So keep them coming. If you're sending me an email about anything else, go ahead and just share with me who you want to be your neighbors, because it helps me get to know you. All right, fourth email is from Billie Jean. Hey, Amy, a long time ago on the Bobby Bones Show, you mentioned that you had a longer slit in your earlobe where you would never wear dangle earrings and just studs. I was wondering who I would contact to get the same procedure you had. What is it called? What kind of doctor fixes it? Any information would be amazing. Hugs, Billie Jean. Okay, so it's called earlobe reconstruction, and I actually have yet to do it. I've talked about it like a lot, but I've never actually done it. I mean, maybe I need to add that to my goals for 2021, because it's for sure something I've been putting off for a very, very, very long time. I mean, my earlobe was first ripped in the lunch line in seventh grade when my earring got caught on someone else somehow and ripped. I can't even wear tiny studs because even with the back on it, the whole earring will fall through the other side. So, I mean, one time I was driving along and the whole earring with the back landed in my lap, and I was so perplexed as to how that even happened. And that's when I realized how big the hole had gotten in my ear. So thank you, Billie Jean, for the email reminding me that I need to fix this. I mean, I guess I don't need to, but I want to because it would increase the number of earrings that I could wear. And then plus, it just looks like a big rip, but clearly is not a priority for me. I've actually had appointments scheduled at various times, but canceled for whatever reason. And as for who you call, I really think that most facial plastic surgeons or even ear, nose, and throat doctors or dermatology type surgeons, they perform this procedure. I actually had an appointment booked with my friend Carrie's husband. Some of you may know Carrie. She comes on the podcast. She's a Nashville Beauty Girl on Instagram. And her husband is Dr. Drew, and he's a Mohs surgeon. So they deal with cutting cancer off your face and sewing it back together and making it look like there's no scar at all. So he was gonna actually do my ear. But then they moved to Florida, so I guess I myself need to be looking for someone in Nashville to fix mine. So I hope wherever you live, you can find one. It shouldn't be too hard. I would just Google earlobe reconstruction surgery and go in for a consultation. Definitely maybe read some reviews or ask around with friends and family if anybody knows of anybody good. But I can't imagine that too much would go wrong with that. All right, that is a wrap on today's episode. Thank you to everyone that sent in emails. The email is fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. I love hearing from you, and I will talk to you again this Thursday for Four Things.